Today's New Testament reading is from Romans, the 14th chapter. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls. And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Matt Richard from Zion Lutheran Church in Gwinner, North Dakota.
When the Bible speaks of sin, there's only one option for the Christian: confession of sin and forgiveness of that sin in Christ Jesus. Indeed, God's commandments are not mere suggestions, but his holy and perfect will. The commandments of God are clear. They protect God's gifts, and they also show us when and how we sin. However, there are things in the lives of Christians that the Bible neither mandates nor forbids. The technical word for these things that the Lord neither commands nor forbids is actually called adiaphora. Now, in these cases, there can be conflict over these different views, these adiaphoras. For example, in Romans chapter 14, we hear about conflicts over a degree of piety in the church. We read in chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, this. Paul says this: "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats. For God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Now, among the Christians at Rome, there were indeed opinions that were so varied that divisions could come easily among them. In fact, from these divisions, it would be easy for these early Christians to despise and condemn one another. What exactly was going on was that some people were weak in faith and only ate vegetables, whereas others were stronger in the faith and ate all food. This caused conflict for the Church of Rome, since the Bible neither commanded nor forbid on this topic. Now, for the sake of peace, though, the Apostle Paul says in verse 3, "Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats." In other words, the problem at hand really was not about the kind of food that they were eating, but it was how they were treating each other on this issue of adiaphora, that which was neither commanded nor forbidden. Yes, both factions are addressed by Paul, both the weak, those who only ate vegetables, and the strong, those who ate all foods, were addressed by Paul. You see, for those stronger in the faith, they must not despise the weaker brother, and we must say, and the weaker brother must not pass judgment upon the stronger brother when dealing with these issues that are not clearly sin, but differences in piety. My friends, if you, by the grace of God, possess a greater degree of understanding and have a clear perception of spiritual truths, you need to be aware, yes, you need to be aware of becoming spiritually proud and despising your weaker brother. And to you who are weaker in faith, be careful that you do not judge your brother or sister on the basis of a commandment not made by God. You see, when God speaks, we listen. But when God has not spoken in his word, we must be careful that we do not make our own man-made laws as if they were God's laws himself. Indeed, by not despising and not judging, weaker and stronger brothers can live together in peace. Yes, in peace and harmony, where we all, together as one, the body of Christ, receive the forgiveness of sins for the ways that we certainly and really do sin in thought, word, and deed. Forgiveness, my friends, that the Lord longs to give. Forgiveness given to us in the word and sacraments.
We thank Pastor Matt Richard from Zion Lutheran Church in Gwinner, North Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.